With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A large law enforcement presence is currently on the campus of UCLA after violence erupted Tuesday night between pro-Hamas encampments and counter-protesters. Just after 6 local time Wednesday, university police said that the UCLA encampment's illegal. Everyone must leave the area or be arrested. Governor Newsom issued a statement Wednesday condemning the violence that unfolded at UCLA Tuesday night. Protesters hit each other with projectiles, fireworks, and tear gas. Arizona Senate passes a repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortion.
14 Democrats were joined by 2 Republicans in voting in favor of the repeal. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it. The near-total ban permits abortions only to save the patient's life and provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. In a ruling last month allowing the ban to take effect, the Arizona Supreme Court suggested doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law, which says that anyone who assists in an abortion can be sentenced to 2 to 5 years in prison. If the repeal bill is signed, abortion would be banned in Arizona after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Mike Hempen.
Federal judge makes an abortion ruling in North Carolina.
Some of North Carolina's government restrictions on dispensing abortion pills, like requiring doctors to prescribe and provide the drug to the patient in person, are unlawful because they frustrate the goal of Congress to use federal regulators to ensure the drug is distributed safely. That's according to a ruling by U.S. District Judge Catherine Eagles in Greensboro. Other restrictions on the drug mifepristone that were challenged, such as requiring an in-person consultation 72 hours in advance, an in-person examination, and an ultrasound before prescribing, are not preempted and can remain. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in the United Kingdom this summer.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Birmingham and Glasgow during the month of June. In addition to a series of annual gospel festivals in this country, Graham regularly makes international trips. He's already held festivals in Poland and Mexico this year and is slated to preach in Italy this fall. His son Will is going to be busy as well, traveling to Australia and Canada for gospel festivals this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for kids fails in the Kansas legislature. Republicans were unable to override Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the proposed ban after 2 GOP lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill would have barred state employees who work with kids from promoting transgenderism to young people. This is SRN News. The U.S. Justice Department launches an antitrust attack on Google's dominant search and Apple's trend-setting iPhone.
The legal offensive is reviving memories of the epic battle that hobbled Microsoft before it roared back to yet again become the world's most valuable company. The parallels to the DOJ's landmark antitrust case in 1998 could provide a window into the potential breakthroughs that could be unleashed and new empires built if regulators succeed in their current attempts to crack down on Google and Apple now. It's conceivable Google and Apple may never have created so many popular products or become as powerful as they are now if Microsoft hadn't been reined in a quarter of a century ago. Jeremy House reporting.
Over 16,000 pounds of ground beef is being recalled due to possible E. coli contamination. The USDA says it was shipped to Walmart stores nationwide. More details at SRNnews.com.